Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
503 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday, and I got news for you. It is still hot. And you know what happens with some of these really, really high temperatures? And they're really high. We're talking like 98, 99, 100 in some areas. We're going to get up those pop-up thunderstorms, right? I'm getting a lightning alert as we speak. Lightning nearby. It never tells me just exactly how nearby it is. Is it nearby, like I can look out my window, oh my gosh, there goes the tree, or nearby, like, well, you'd have to get in the car to drive. I don't know. I've got a couple of questions here that have come in that I actually, honestly, cannot share on the air. But they're really good. And they are ones that we'd be directed towards the vice president and the guy who wants to be vice president. They've agreed, or she's agreed, and he's tagging along for protection to sit down with Dana Bash from CNN and do their first, quote, interview. It will be pre-recorded. It'll be earlier in the day, and then they will play it back later in the day. Says to me that you're able to repair things. This show, as an example, right? You're kind enough to listen every day, and believe me, American Express and I thank you very much for your support. Stanford University, Ithaca College, they're all very appreciative that you drop by. But we sometimes pre-record things. And what's always interesting to me are the people who ask us to pre-record things. Generally speaking, they're not political people, they're entertainment people, right, Jerem? Sometimes you've got singers or actors or comedians who are like, hey, listen, 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Dude, I'm taking a nap. I'm not getting up to do this. Okay, understood. How about 11 in the morning? How about 10 over here? Okay, well, whatever. Can we work with your schedule? We'll do it. And sometimes those people are so terrified of making a mistake, and they want it to be recorded so that you can go back and say, oh, gosh, I didn't mean to say that. Can you take that out? All right. Now, if you're coming on the program and you're here as a community leader, a political leader, an elected official, I'm happy to welcome you, but, you know, you got to answer the questions. And I'm not going back and editing things out. Now, sometimes we edit things for time, right? In all candor and honesty. Sometimes you'll record something. I mean, let's just say for the sake of argument, pick some elected official that you know and just have that in your mind. And we're going to record a discussion with them. And I happen to be friends with them. Well, the first part of the conversation might be, hey, you know, how's Bill? How's Jane? Did you get the new dog? How's the house? Oh, great. You know where we ought to go out to dinner? All these things that are not part of the actual interview. We'll take that out. But if somebody's telling you, yeah, and you know what? I think we ought to lead an invasion of West Virginia. That's probably going to stay in, all right? I want you to take a listen to a little more that really, it kind of touches me. And this may help to explain why the vice president is not anxious to do a real interview. Cut number 5, please.
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just, there's something about the, and most of us, many of us went to school on the yellow school bus, right?
Space is exciting. It spurs our imaginations, and it forces us to ask big questions. Space, it affects us all, and it connects us all.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
When we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time. Right, the significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
And we got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
A mother who pays a coyote
to transport her child through their country of origin, through the entire country of Mexico, facing unknown peril to come here. Why would that mother do that? I will tell you. Because she has decided for that child to remain where they are is worse. But what does Donald Trump do? He says, go back to where you came from. That is not reflective of our America and our values, and it's gotta end.
To be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border, do not come. Do not come. And I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back.
Okay. So it is good policy or it's not good policy to turn people back at the border? Because you're solidly on both sides of that issue. I've even heard from some of the surrogate type people that are out there saying that now the vice president is very much in favor of a border wall. Gosh, if only somebody would have thought of that before. So what you're saying, Madam Vice President, is you think an actual, wall separating the United States from Mexico along that 2,000, 3,000, 1,000, whatever the mileage is on that border, you think that's a good idea? Wow. Again, if only. Gosh, thank God you came along, man, because we just would have been sitting here on the sidelines twiddling our thumbs. But thank God you came along and came up with a really, really, really good idea. A couple of people buzzed me after I talked about the spring NASCAR race being taken away from Richmond Raceway. And they said, Jeff, it's only a matter of time before we lose the other race. And I said, I can't believe that. I'm not a NASCAR fan in the purest sense, right? I can't tell you about standings or points or stuff like that. But I do know that it is a great activity. Some really tremendous athletes are driving those cars. People don't realize that. I was one of those people who didn't realize that. Yeah, I grew up in Philadelphia, man. We looked at NASCAR and I made every joke in the world. Hey, drive fast, turn left, drive fast, turn left. And then you find yourself in one of those cars. If you have the opportunity, boy, you got to do it. And you're traveling at that speed and with those G-forces, forget about it. You better know what you're doing and how to do it and be in great shape. So I have really, really learned to respect those folks that do that. I also love the friendliness and the politeness that I've encountered over at RIR through the years. Right? When you're going down the rows where some of the teams are working on their cars. You know, I like cars. I you don't want me working on your car, make no mistake about it, but I like cars. And, of course, my brother from another mother, Stanley Andruski, found during the week at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Lets me come in every once in a while, and I get to watch the stuff that's going on, and I think it's really cool, and I just think it's great. And I found at Richmond Raceway, with a number of these races, where you could go down pit row, and the friendliest people you ever want to meet. And $200 million for Central Virginia. We've got to be on guard for that $200 million. That's a big hit to take. Even when we're talking about governmental operations, right? Well, it's Henrico County. They'll figure it out. Or it's the city. They won't figure it out. Or it's Hanover. We don't even worry about it because, we're Hanover. We got other stuff going on up here. But that's a lot of money. And it's a lot of jobs. And it's a lot of people that you know who somehow, some way are involved with those races. I don't think we've been able to get in touch with Lori Warren over there. And we'll reach out. She's a great lady. And I mean, smart as the day is long. So I would be willing to bet that she's working as hard as she can on so many fronts. I just want to make sure that we protect the remaining race and do everything we can to get another spring race. Because it's such a unique track. And again, thousands of people in our area.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
They have got jobs as a result of that. Governor Glenn Youngkin, doing the right things for the right reasons. You know, I happen to be a big fan of Governor Youngkin, a big admirer of Governor Youngkin. I've been fortunate enough, not to brag, but I've been in a couple of parties over there at the Executive Mansion. So cool. Oh, and you know what's really interesting about the Executive Mansion? Not just the cool part, you know, Mr. Jefferson and all that, but Martin, who is I think he's the deputy executive butler for the mansion. When you meet him, and you will, if you go over to tour or something like that, one of the smartest, nicest people you would ever want to meet, and knows everything about Virginia history. Well, I digress. I was talking about Governor Youngkin. Governor Youngkin talking about how we in the Commonwealth are very much in play. This election is not a slam dunk for the Dems. Take a listen to cut number six.
The latest public poll has Kamala up a bit, but in the margin of error. And so Virginia is competitive. Let's be serious. And the fact that we're having this conversation that Virginia is competitive when Joe Biden won by 10 points in 2020
right.
is stunning. And I think it's reflective of the fact that the key issues on voters' mind are the economy and the border. And those are big issues in Virginians' minds, and that's why they have seen, by the way, that common sense conservative leadership works. Listen, we have been roaring in Virginia for the last 2.5 years when we turned around the failed policies of the previous administration, and Virginians saw what President Trump did when he was president in his first term, where he built this rip-roaring economy that lifted up all Americans, and they want it again. And that's why Virginia is competitive and you look at the other battleground states. I mean, listen, at Arizona and Nevada and Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and even North Carolina. Listen, you know, the number one issue is the economy. And the second issue is the border and immigration. And he has 20 plus leads on Kamala Harris on those top two issues. So this is going to get to issues and policy and the future of America. And Americans want strength back in the White House. Virginians want strength back in the White House, and that's why this thing is going to be so tight and so hard fought over the course of the next 90 days.
Yeah, couldn't agree with him more. He is absolutely, totally, completely spot on. Good stuff there from Governor Youngkin. I want to give you the chance to win some, I'm not actually giving you bourbon, right? No, I think there's all sorts of rules on that, but I am going to give you a pair of tickets to the Virginia Distilled Bourbon Sampling, where I do believe there will be sampling of bourbon. It happens over at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture, September the 14th. We got a pair of tickets. Now, that pair of tickets, this FYI, is worth $120. It's a nice, nice prize. Your chance to win them, about 5 minutes from now, 5:20-ish. Make sure you are here for that. 5:33, latest scandals in Richmond. Mike Dickinson has got a handle on those. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.